I'm delighted that we're all here in Skeanos today, and I think it's a building and a concept that very much reflects green values. It's by the community and it's for the community, and it's a building very much based on sustainability principles, and it's also in the heart of East Belfast, and I think it's fair to say the party has strong links here in East Belfast. It's where I'm from. It's where our candidate Ross Brown's from. Our chair is currently living in East Belfast, and Councillor Martin Gregg, whilst he's a councillor for Castlereagh, I would still say he lives in East Belfast, but political boundaries are always hard to fathom. The word Skeanos means practical engagement with the community, and literally means pitching a tent in its midst. And I think for me and for the Green Party, that's exactly what government should be. It should be of the community, for the community, by the community. And I don't believe we get that here in Northern Ireland. And I think this building contrasts very much to the place where I work, Stormont, which sits on top of a hill looking down on its people. We should be among our people. We should be serving our people. We head into the European and local elections, and there's, for me, a few key priorities. I want to bridge the gap between politics and people. I want to bridge the gaps that exist between our communities, and I want to bridge the gaps between rich and poor. And when we talk about the common good, those for me are some of the key things that we mean when we talk about the common good. Serving the interests of the many, not just the fortunate few. There's no doubt that the austerity agenda across Europe has been harming our communities. We've sought to protect profits at the expense of people. Of course, the Green Party wants to see a strong economy, but I think our vision of that economy is somewhat different. What is the benefit of increasing GDP if it just centralises the wealth in the pockets of the few? What benefit is a strong economy if we're so stressed out and so overworked, and I think me and John sit here guilty of this, that we don't have the time to spend with our families? The Green Party's vision is of a sustainable economy that serves people rather than making people slaves to the markets. We want to see an economy that serves the common good. We want an economy and a society that has equality of gender. We want a society that has equality among races. We want a society that has equality of sexuality. And I think as a party, we should always stand strong to ensure that there's no domination of one group over another, whether through strength or strength in numbers. We need a society, and we need our communities and our towns and our cities to be family-friendly places. Very much locally in Bangor, I've been promoting Bangor as a family-friendly town and wanting the town to build in that. And it goes back actually to the experiences of my partner when she was in maternity leave. She could tell me the businesses that she could get a pram around, and those were the ones she frequented. And increasingly, as a father who from Belfast and moved to Bangor, I see for the first time when I became a father, my friends started to become parents. They started to want to come from Belfast to Bangor rather than the other way around, because the strength of that Bangor town for families. And I think we need to rethink how we build our towns and our cities with families in mind, with prams in mind, with people with disabilities in mind. And it'll be for the good of our people as well as for the good of our economy. We want equal pay for equal work. And I know that's still something that many may think of solved between the genders, but it hasn't been the case. As we know, many women are still predominantly in low-paid jobs and in part-time employment. And these are aspects that the fight needs to continue on. We need to change our political culture, and I think we should start by challenging ourselves. We have a target for one-third female candidates in all multi-candidate elections. And unfortunately, we're going to fail to meet this in these elections. And I want this to be the last time that happens. Now, I think, give credit where it's due, in Belfast and in North Down, we have strong female candidates, and as priority areas, we're standing 40% of our candidates are female. So we've shown that we're not doing token female candidates just to get our numbers up, but actually we're putting strong candidates in winnable seats, strong female candidates in winnable seats, and I hope to see strong female councillors at the end of these elections. Racism is still very much an issue in our society, and there's no doubt that there'll be, at the very least, cloaked racism, if not outright blatant racism, in these elections, with immigration being on the agenda and UKIP unfortunately having found a new voice in Northern Ireland politics. And I can say the last election when I stood in 2011, the first time in a decade of canvassing, the issue of immigration was raised in the door, and it was no coincidence it was the first time UKIP had stood. The stirring of racial tensions is unwelcome in Northern Ireland, as it is anywhere. Northern Ireland is a welcoming place, has been a welcoming place, and we must remember as a society that Northern Ireland, until very recently, had net immigration, and we were welcomed around the world. We went seeking work and found employment in other places, and when others come seeking work here or seeking asylum here to escape their conflicts, that we should be equally welcome to all newcomers, and also to recognise the settled communities that we have here. We have had immigration for many years, and we have settled ethnic communities, and we must remember what they've contributed to our community, not just what many perceive to be what they've taken. There's no doubt that they've increased the diversity of the place that I call home. I mentioned equality and sexuality, and today England has seen the first marriages of gay couples in the UK, and it's something I'm delighted to see, absolutely delighted to see, but absolutely ashamed that we're not going to see it here in Northern Ireland. I was proud to be the proposer of the first ever motion on LGBT rights in the Assembly, calling for marriage equality. And whilst it was narrowly defeated, it was a vital step forward in getting the issues of the LGBT community recognised in our Assembly. And it gave me the opportunity to put not just other Assembly members, but ministers right in the difference between civil partnerships and marriage, the fact that it's not equality, it's not the same, and it's not enough. I think it's a sad indication that Northern Ireland's politics has shown itself to be more conservative than the Conservative Party. And it's why we need the Green Party, not just to champion issues of the environment, but to be the champions for true progressive politics in Northern Ireland. The common good requires that minority rights and entitlements are recognised by a generous majority. We should include our minorities in our society. We should welcome them, and indeed we should facilitate them through our laws and through our structures. The Green Party has a vision of one Northern Ireland with many communities. We want to see diversity, not division. We do not stand for election promising to represent a single community. Instead, we stand for election promising to serve all the communities. And community will be at the heart of our local government manifesto, bringing politics closer to the people and bridging that gap, bridging that divide that I believe has been created by our governing political parties. And we have a unique opportunity to do that with the new powers given to the 11 new councils. The Green Party was opposed to a reduction in the number of councils because we felt that the financial gains that have been promised have been both overstated and are not enough to compensate for the potential loss of local democracy. But we will work on council to ensure that that local democracy is not lost, to bring politics to the people, bring it to communities, and ensure that communities are not only represented on our councils, but are included by our councils in the decisions that affect them. I'm delighted that we have Professor Geraint Ellis here with us today to speak on planning issues and to upskill us so that we can upskill our communities on how communities can engage with the planning system for the betterment of the place where they live. And after all, that's what the environment is. It's where we all live. Green Party councillors will serve community need, not developer greed. And we can stand over that promise. It's easy to say it, but we can stand over it because we're still, to this day, the only party in Northern Ireland to publish all our donations over £500 so that the Green Party can see who funds this party. And anybody who looks on our website, it's our members. We fund this party and we work for the communities that we're elected to serve. There has been a loss of faith in politics, and we are the only party who can credibly seek to restore that faith by being open, by being transparent. But I call today on the other political parties to step up, because whilst I want people to vote Green, I want the people that I serve and that I represent to have genuine, open and transparent democracy. I want them to have confidence in the planning system when it's handed over to the new councils, to know that their councillors are making decisions on their behalf, not on behalf of the parties who fund them. And I can't say today that there is corruption or has been corruption in our planning system, that parties have been bought off. But equally, they can't come here today and say they haven't, because they operate in a veil of secrecy that we don't know who funds them. So we speculate, and we all speculate, and I've heard it in my own constituency. Was that planning application passed because of their links to that party? I can't say it was, but they can't say it wasn't. And that's why our communities will continue to speculate and have no confidence in planning decisions until we lift the veil of secrecy, until we have open, transparent democracy, until we have a genuine commitment from all our parties, not just the Green Party, to serve community need, not developer greed. It's very strange to stand up here today and to say that going into these elections, we're the biggest party in Northern Ireland and the most powerful party in Europe. The DUP, as you know, has one member of the European Parliament. Sinn Féin has one, UUP has one, SDLP and Alliance have none. I'm proud to be a member of the Green Party, which has 48 members of the European Parliament. 70% of our laws, approximately, are derived from Europe, making it the most influential party, or most influential parliament that affects our daily lives. And we are the most influential party within it. The Greens are big in Europe. Northern Ireland has the opportunity to elect someone who has influence at the European level. In Ross Brown, we have that someone. Someone special. Ross Brown is the Green Party in Northern Ireland's bright young thing. He has already established an impressive network among European Green parties. He has worked as part of a select team to draft the Common European Manifesto, something again that is unique to this party. We do not go into Europe seeking a marriage of convenience. We look in going into Europe to be part of the Green family. Ross has been the driving force behind much of my work in the Assembly, from helping support me in my private member's bill through coming up with the ideas. And I'll confess this to you today, conference. I actually tell Ross, no more ideas. But today I'll be a bit nicer to him and say, if it wasn't for those ideas, some of the victories that I can talk about here today and that we've celebrated over the past 3 years in the Assembly wouldn't have happened. So I'd like to thank Ross Brown for the work that he's been doing for the party. Ross's economics background means he can combine the current progressive principles of green politics with the harsh reality of real-world finances. Having worked as an assistant economist in the European economics team in the UK Treasury, Ross has a grasp of European macroeconomics that will be well beyond most of his competitors in the European elections. He seeks to go into Europe to join the fight against the austerity agenda. The green vision across Europe is of an economy that serves people rather than an economy that serves the fortunate few, which is what we have now. In Europe, the Greens have fought for transparency also, not just the issue of financial donations, as we've highlighted, and of lobbyists, but also with the transatlantic trade and investment agreement that's being negotiated between governments. The Greens brought it to light, the Greens opposed it, and we did that because it seeks to undermine the victories won by the trade union movement for workers across Europe, and I'm proud again of the Green Party across Europe and proud to be part of that network. The Greens also look to make Europe more accountable to the people, and as I talked here today about council and bringing councils more in line with their communities, the Green Party is looking to make the EU decision makers more in line with the people who elect them and make it more accountable, to give more powers to the directly elected parliament. And I know in Ross Brown we'll have a candidate who, if elected for Europe, won't simply disappear for 5 years and come back seeking another mandate, but who will keep roots within the community so that when he goes to Brussels, he knows he's representing the communities he's elected to serve. The Green Party in Northern Ireland enters the European election with the right message, the right principle, and the right candidate. And I think Ross would be a valuable addition to the Green team. I'm proud of the record we have in the Assembly, and we have shown what the Green Party can do when we get elected representatives. Since last year, when I spoke at conference, we've proposed a motion to the Assembly calling for a living wage for all public procurement contracts so that we can bring that rhetoric, and I'll call it that, of talking about an economy that serves people, and actually put it into practice. Unfortunately, it was rejected by the Assembly, and I think it's shameful that we should have public procurement that subsidises businesses to pay low wages and further subsidise businesses to pay low wages through the tax system, tax credit system. We should not have the public sector sponsoring low pay. We have been working hard with trade unions, and again, the Green Party led the campaign against the privatisation of Royal Mail, both in the UK and in the Northern Ireland Assembly, getting a unanimous support from the Assembly to oppose the privatisation of Royal Mail. We've also, I think, had one of our biggest victories, a victory that, I'll be honest, I didn't think we could win, in getting the Northern Ireland Assembly to support a Northern Ireland climate bill. That is a campaign that I know, along with the Green Party, Friends of the Earth, Stop Climate Chaos, have been running for some time with little success at the political end. But finally, we had a motion in the Assembly, I proposed an amendment to it, and around the issue of flooding, and finally got the Northern Ireland Assembly to support, with no objections, a climate bill. It's now time for our ministers to step up, the Environment Minister, but it must be cross-departmental, and put forward a climate bill to the Assembly, and for the Assembly to stand over the decision it made when it supported the call for a Northern Ireland climate bill. On council, and we have our councillors Martin Gregg and John Barry here, and you've heard plenty from them, and and I certainly was pleased to hear from them. We have a rule generally that three of us can't be in the same place at the same time, because that means we're missing something somewhere else that we should be at. But both John and Martin have worked again, and I make no apology for using the term transparency again, because I think it is key for our democracy and for the Green Party. And I mean, I know John has sought to bring the community to council, bring them to council meetings. He sought to get the council to provide its documents in electronic format, to open up its finances to the public so that the public can see how its money's being spent. He's been resisted at every turn, but he's been undeterred. Martin Gregg, I know, has been challenging Castlereagh Borough Council, and I've played my part in that. We recently exposed its unwillingness to date to provide recycling facilities in its councils, its council leisure services, and it might have seemed like a relatively obvious thing for the Green Party to do, but it seemed to annoy the council somewhat, to the extent that I got a letter calling for the Green Party to make a public apology. Now, that would, if I'd said something incorrect, I'd be willing to do that. But the apology seemed to be that one of our councillors spoke out against something the council was not doing. Now, I don't know what other parties do, but I'm quite pleased that my councillor's doing that. That's exactly what we have councillors for. That's exactly what we have politics for. And I think if we need an example of why we need transparency, Castlereagh Borough Council is the example, because no one knows what goes on there. I'm shocked by the reports I get back from Martin Gregg, and no media covers it. And indeed, we had a journalist dare tweet from a council meeting and was thrown out of the meeting for daring to tweet what was being said by councillors in a public meeting. I think that's incredible. And the only thing that was transparent in the letter that I got from the council, which said enclosed is our response to your accusations, was where they tipexed out enclosed, because the response wasn't there. They didn't correct me. And as I say, the tipex was the only thing that was transparent. Finally, I'll just talk briefly about the challenge we face going into these elections. I think there's no doubt that we're in a stronger place now than when we went into the 2011 council elections. We've got very good candidates. We're better known as a party. I think we've got a track record now in council and in the assembly that we can really trumpet. But we have a challenge in that there's less seats to contest. But I want to lead this party to increase seats. I don't want to be making excuses to the media that there was a reduction in the number of seats and we did well to hold what we have. Absolutely, I want to keep the two fantastic councillors we have. But I want us to grow, and I want us to show we're growing, both in the European elections, when Ross is going to do one over on his boss and beat my total in 2009. But also, and particularly in the council elections, where I want to see new green councillors right at the heart of our community. And that's where I'll make a final call to you today. Our candidates need you, and we need your support. We need you to donate your time in canvassing, leafleting, social media, getting the word out, and actually doing the jobs that our candidates shouldn't be doing. Because the only things our candidates should be doing between now and the elections is meeting the people whose votes we're seeking. So there's a lot of backroom work that needs to be done. If you have skills, if you have time, please donate them to the party. Donate money. I think the for those who were here for the Treasurer's report, the Green Party need your financial support. For those who can't afford, please donate what you can to help support our campaigns, because we're competing, as we know, with parties that do accept corporate donations and are significantly better funded than the Green Party. And that means we have to work harder and we have to give more. But I know in the past we've done it, and I know we'll do it again. And finally, a call out to get more people involved. Think of the people that could be in this room today that you know who would be sympathetic to the Green Party. Or if you're a candidate, they would just be sympathetic to your campaign. Get them to sign up, get them to get involved, get them to do what they can. We need to grow our number of seats, and to do that we need to grow our number of members. So I would ask that you do that. But I just want to close conference by thanking you all. It's been a fantastic morning so far, and beginning to the afternoon. I'm delighted. I think it's, again, an all reflection of the Green Party, that we've got rid of the theatre-style sharing and we're going to break in to workshops and have a genuine, dare I say it, civic conversation, if Dennis Stewart's still around, and I think show what the Green Party really is about. Because we're different, but we're proud to be different, because the Green Party is the one party in Northern Ireland politics that's going to work for the common good. Thank you.